Talking once again with my pastor, Pastor Tom Dierdorf from Mesa View Baptist Church. And Pastor, I know we've got other things to get on to here today, but without any further ado, you said something in a recent interview here. You were talking about the fact that the church caught the vision with, and I can't say thanks enough to the to our church family who really have. I mean, the support, the encouragement, the prayer that's been there for so many years is what's allowed us to go to some of these different places, and the patience of our church family to allow us to catch up to the vision. Because, as you said early in our interview time together today, I didn't get it. My vision was as big as, Lord, can we do this again next year? Couldn't see going to another place. Couldn't see going to another city, another country. Couldn't see sharing this with the next generation. But that's where we've come to these days. Pastor Tom Dierdorf here at A Vision Beyond 2020.
Yeah, you know, when we moved here and we first met, I had been here a little over a year. And as it is in ministry all too often, pastorates are not often stable. And especially if you've been in a bad situation for any number of reasons, and we had just moved here, and our whole life was up in the air, what does this mean? We had young children. Are we going to be here a year, 2 years, 5 years? I never imagined. I've been here over a third of my life now. I've basically raised my children and raising my grandchildren now here in Farmington. And that's an amazing thing. Let me get back to that first presentation, because first off, you got to realize cast and crew, we're not professional anything, okay? We just come in with a heart that sees something bigger than us to share the gospel in a meaningful way. We understand very quickly you cannot do this on your own. It is not designed to do with one church. It's actually designed to do with the whole body, as many are willing and available in any community. And so we had turned that corner and we had made our first presentation, but we ended up with a set and costumes and all this. We practiced with Jesus our very first presentation when he rode in on a donkey. We'd never met him. And so we're doing this play that is a two-hour play that we managed to drop at least 30 lines. That's probably the equivalent of a whole scene. We managed to do a two-hour play in, I don't know, 2.5 or whatever hours it was. And we couldn't believe that we did it and had finished. But yeah, I got to tell you what happened at the crucifixion. I was one of the Pharisee, and first off, almost all of us Pharisees are glasses wearers, and you can't wear glasses. So we developed a habit that has moved into the future. The Pharisees like to carry staffs. Now, I think our modern-day Pharisees like to do it as a means of authority or costume. Hey, we needed it so we wouldn't fall off the stage, okay?
Right, that's right.
And so here we are doing this presentation. We get to the cross, and somehow all the Pharisees end up at the cross because we had split up in the previous scene and we all went two different directions. We got lost. We don't have our glasses. We don't even know where we are. We end up at the cross, and the cross goes up after Jesus brings that down. And we stop and we're standing there. And in any kind of drama or anything, a 10-second pause feels like a minute, and a minute feels like 10, and so on. And it just, like, everything stopped. And Stan had put a costume on and had come up as part of the crowd to jumpstart the scene again because we had forgotten our lines. And when he realized what was happening, everything for everybody changed. We were standing there crying at the foot of the cross and didn't know what to do next.